following the path of Saint pilgrims who visited the apostolic tomb out of devotion to Saint James, pilgrimages to Compostela became highly significant in the late Middle Ages and are now experiencing a period of great splendour. Throughout history, the profile of pilgrims has varied, as have their motivations, attire and more. This fifth section of the exhibition explores the figure of the pilgrim to Compostela through their own testimonies, representations, offerings, symbols and more. First, we delve into the primary motivations leading the faithful to begin their journey. Among them are references to various miracles performed by St. James, found in the Codex Calixtinus's book, The Second, the Cantigas de Santa Maria, and some Gothic panels of Valencian origin, like those de Paolo de San Leocadio for the Church of San Jaime de Villarreal, or the panels from the Hermitage of St. Felix, now in the Church of San Francisco in the same Valencian city of Játiva. We stop before Paolo de San Leocadio's work depicting the judgment and condemnation of a young German pilgrim hanged but miraculously saved by St. James, who kept him alive for 36 days. The scene breaks down into four depth planes. The judge dictating the sentence is accompanied by figures on horseback. The three German pilgrims are in the centre, a father, a mother and son, with a noose around his neck, his hat and staff on the ground, kneeling in supplication. The executioner holds the noose with a couple of standing figures nearby. After the son is hanged, his parents continue to Compostela. On their return journey, the parents are seen, the mother on horseback, the father beside her. The narrative concludes with the scene of the hanged son, kept alive by St. James. Similarly, the base of the cathedral's processional custodia by Antonio de Arfe includes Jacobean traditions, miracles of St. James, repeated in the Sagrario he later made in brass for the lower part of the custodia, originally intended for the cathedral's main altar. The custodia, made of gilded silver and enamels, is considered a gem of Spanish plateresque. An unknown but special relief from the cloister of Santa Maria la Real de Sasamon, likely depicting St. James assisting a pilgrim, has left its location for the first time to join this exhibition. This limestone piece, attributed to a local workshop and dated to the late 12th or early 13th century, features two figures with Jacobean elements, such as satchels and a pilgrim's staff, reinforcing the scene's identification as St. James helping a pilgrim.